With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. The Conservative Party of Canada accuses the Prime Minister of ignoring repeated warnings about foreign interference in the last two elections for partisan gain. A separate submission to the public inquiry from Conservative MP Michael Chong says there's not enough evidence for Justice Marie-Josée Hogue to say the elections can be considered legitimate. Global News says submissions from other groups at the inquiry say foreign interference had no impact on the election's results. Hogue's interim report is due May 3rd. An almost $2 million investment in local health care. Windsor-Tecumseh MPP Andrew Dowie announced it this morning at the Windsor-Essex County branch of the Canadian Mental Health Association. It'll go to the mobile health team and expand access to primary care teams for 8,000 residents. The Ontario Nurses Association says collective bargaining for registered nurses and healthcare professionals at for-profit nursing homes has collapsed. They were just 3 days into bargaining. The union accuses those homes of putting profits ahead of care for residents. Windsor gets an F in a new report on financial transparency. The C.D. Howe Institute released the report. Windsor is one of three cities to get a failing grade. The other two are London and Hamilton. The report says Windsor's 2022 budget was approved too late. Financial statements weren't signed by the external auditor until September of that year, and it's just not easy for a non-expert to understand. The Institute says that undermines civic engagement. The public can pay their respects to a former Blenheim Blaze player at a visitation in Chatham on Sunday. Craig Spence died earlier this week in a crash on the 401. The visitation is at the Alexander and Houle Funeral Home on Wellington Street West from 1 to 9. His funeral mass is in Chatham 2 on Monday. If you live in Wheatley or Tilbury, you're being asked to conserve water next week. The bulk water station in Tilbury is shutting down soon, and they don't have the temporary water treatment system up and running yet at the Wheatley Water Treatment Plant. Water is still being supplied through a connection to Leamington and the South Water Treatment System in Chatham-Kent. And if you see an automatic external defibrillator, Essex Windsor EMS want you to report its location. You'll need to download the PulsePoint app to do it. Chief Justin Lammer says they're mapping AEDs across the region to help first responders save lives.
We know that up to 75%, if applied within the first minute, the survivability with cardiac arrest drops by 10% every minute thereafter. So the sooner we can get it on, the better.
He also encourages businesses that don't have one to get one and train staff how to use it. The Tigers are on the road to play the Twins tonight, while the Jays head to San Diego to play the Padres. No Leafs tonight. The playoffs start tomorrow in the NHL, and they'll play their first game against the Bruins. NBA playoffs start tomorrow, too. Clearing up this afternoon, windy 15, windy tonight, too. Clouding over and down to 4 overnight. We'll get sun and cloud to start tomorrow, but then it'll cloud over and we'll get up to a windy 11 and sunny 16 on Sunday. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.